Brody Smith from the Crows here, and proud ambassador for Murray Bridge Toyota.
Boy, do I love these Crows!
It's time to catch up with one of my teammates.
We're the pride of South Australia, we're the mighty Adelaide Crows.
There you go, Vix.
Yes, well, the Crows have been in pretty good form. Now, it wasn't probably their best game of footy that they ever put out on the weekend, but they still got the win. One bloke who was in really good form, though, was tall defender Kyle Hartigan, and he joins us now. Kyle, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure.
I'd be a little bit disappointed with an intro tall defender. Star defender.
Well, he's tall. He's a defender.
He's $1,000 light. He's low on the chops.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. But, Cole, you've been enjoying your best season. You played 33 games. You're starting to feel comfortable at AFL level now?
Yeah, I wouldn't say comfortable yet. Like, I still didn't... I missed out round one, so I had to find my way into the team, so... For me, it's just about building every week and, just trying to cement my spot. But, I'm starting to feel comfortable and, I think that's coming out of my footy. I'm going for a lot more marks and that sort of thing now. So, hopefully I can just keep building in the next few weeks.
Just on that missing round one, you played the last 14 games of last year, including the two finals. So, was that a bit of a blow when you didn't make the first team?
Obviously, you're disappointed to miss out, but... I probably didn't adjust the way I would have liked and to the new game plan and that sort of thing. I wasn't in the form, the best form coming out of the pre-season. So, I'd had a really good pre-season, but the NAB Cup games I hadn't, got to the standards I would like personally. So, I think it was justified that I missed out and the club went a different way and but lucky enough, I got my chance in round two.
Well, great that you said that, because I was spewing you were left out. Wake kick three, Brown kick two, Petrie kick two. You play, we win that game. I actually blame you, Kyle.
Your fault.
Oh, No, I didn't.
hey, getting back to the fine, the match review panel, they fined you $1,500 down to $1,000 with a good behaviour. Did you think about contesting it?
We watched the vision and got a few people's input and that sort of thing. But in the end, it probably wasn't worth the risk. So just copped the hit and, won't be going out for many dinners and that sort of thing in the next couple of weeks. Or maybe a new boat might have to wait or something. So.
Oh, cool. But players have to make split-second decisions under pressure, at the speed of light, with your competitive juices flowing and the tightness of the game, then you've still got to have a duty of care for your opponent. I want to know what you were told by your coaches to do next time when that sort of position presents.
Yeah, I can't really say too much, but I was probably just a little bit clumsy, maybe go for the tackle and that sort of thing. We know how serious they are on the yep. bump these days, and if you get them in the head, then you're looking at some time on the sidelines or getting a fine. So yeah, you just got to be careful and you just got to be make that split decision, and whichever one you go with, then yeah, hopefully you don't get them in the head.
but you didn't get him in the head, you got him in the back.
Well, there's a little bit in the vision when you slow it down. I think my forearm might get him a bit in the back of the head, so I think that's where the fine came from. But Lucky enough, I can play this week, and I'm grateful for that. So.
Well said.
Now, you had a big role on Matthew Pavlich. We actually had you in the votes on the 5AA and our Footballer of the Year. You played really good footy and you had some attacking moments as well. You won a lot of one-on-ones. You're starting to get the confidence of the coaching staff to take sometimes the opposition's best forward. That must, I guess, give you a real good sense of importance about your role in the team.
Yeah, it's been good. They've shown a lot of faith in me the last few weeks, and it's been great to play on some good forwards. I played a bit on Buddy and Jack Riewoldt and Pav on the weekend. So it's been really good, and it's good for my confidence and building towards playing on those sort of guys. Because if Tails ends up going not playing one week and that sort of thing, then someone's got to step up and fill his role, because he does it week in, week out. So hopefully I can step up and take some of the load off him, and as well as the other guys. But with the game plan that we're playing with this year. We're a lot more proactive as defenders, and we sort of help each other out. It's not just one-on-one and individual blokes beating their man. It's, you know, we come across and support each other. Mm. So that makes it a hell of a lot easier to play on those sort of guys, because you got trust and belief that, you know, your teammates are going to support you.
Your one-on-one work's been terrific. Your leg speed, outstanding. But I've loved your leg. That spot-up kick now, you're going at over 85%. You've clearly done work on that, Cole, and I reckon that's been a big part of your confidence building as well.
Yeah, ever since I've been at, come to the club, you know, that was probably a knock on me early. And as Bix would probably say, that was something that I've always had to work on and work really hard at. So, previously Darren Milburn, but Podsy and Paul Thomas and those sort of guys have worked with me a lot this year about my kicking efficiency and hitting the target. So, yeah, constantly work in progress, but hopefully it's starting to pay off.
Talk to us about Jay Podsy. Sounds like he's been fantastic to that group.
Yeah, he is. He's come in and, you know, it's been really good. He brings, you know, gives us the license to take the game on and play with a bit of flair and that sort of thing. And he's built a really good culture with the boys. You know, we just get along really well on and off the field. And playing with him last year and getting to know him over the last few years, you know, it was such an easy transition for us, I think.
Now, well, we heard today that Rory Laird's got a broken or fractured big toe. He's going to be missing for up to 3 weeks. Who's in line to replace Lairdy?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. We've got match committee tomorrow, I think, but there's a number of guys that have been playing really good footy in the sample. Ricky Henderson, he's been outstanding. He's been racking up the possessions. Nathan Van Berlo, those sort of guys. And, even Wayne Miller and Brad Croucher, you know, they had really good games on the weekend, so maybe it might be a shuffle around. I'm not really sure that one of them guys might come in and someone might come back. I'm not really sure, but even young guys like Harrison Wigan that sort of have been playing a little bit through the midfield in the sample, but he spent his last year playing down back as a small defender. So we've got a few options, just which way the coaches want to go, and but there's plenty of guys putting their hand up.
First player in AFL history to miss a game by 3 weeks with a broken toe for having too many possessions, Kyle.
Yeah, a bit of leather poisoning. A
bit of leather poisoning, that was funny. Hey, do you have your own defenders club? Like, the family that plays together stays together. I've been saying to all the defenders we've had on, we had Tails, I reckon, yesterday, was it? Like, the forwards, and rightly so, they're the money men. They got to kick the goal under pressure. The midfielders, well, they got to work both ways. They get the big bucks, but you blokes have had a terrific year together, and it looks like you are tight, and the continuity of the group's been brilliant.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely, like I said before, you know, we're really good mates on and off the field, and we spend a lot of time together, so I think that's important. But, we've gelled really tight this year, so, it's coming out in our footy.
Excellent. Is it still called the men's department? I think Truck used to wheel that one out, didn't he?
Oh, no, it's more of a brotherhood now.
Brotherhood? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what happened to the men's department? I like men's department.
I don't know.
The Joseph Azumku men's department. Now, Kyle, you got the Bulldogs this week. They've got the Sooks up that they want to pay you back. You won the final. There was Talia Gate. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh, I think that's if they got that all going on, then that's their problem. But we're just focused on, turning up this week, and it's just another game that we need to win 4 points. So, we're not building it up to anything. So we just need to go out there and play our brand of footy and bring heaps of pressure. And like North Melbourne brought last week, it was a really high pressure game and created a lot of turnovers. So hopefully we can go out and do the same thing.
Now you might get another big job. You might end up on the package this week.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but it'd be interesting. See what happens, but I think Tails played on him in the final and did a really good job. So, but like I said before, no one really plays one on one with anyone anymore. It's more of a team defense and helping each other out. So I'm sure I might get him for a little bit. Jakey Lever, Kyle Cheney, Tails will roll through and help each other out. So, he's a very dangerous forward. As I found out early last year, but hopefully we can close him down and shut him down for a bit.
Did he kick six on you, Kyle?
I think there was a few other people that went through as well.
I reckon there was two.
Tarlsy, you might have got a couple on,
I reckon there was two. Good on you, Kyle.
He's a good player, and he's hard to stop. He's good in the air, good on the ground, but hopefully with the defence that we're playing at the moment and helping each other out, that we can do it as a team and get it done.
Yeah, well, if they want to sook about revenge, good luck. They're going to meet a very hungry Crows outfit at Etihad next week. Now, Kyle, Bix owes you an apology. We had the 5AA call. You hit Walters. I thought there was nothing in it. I said no case to answer, but not your little mate Bix here. Have a listen.
Well, he bumped. He went to bump him, so...
Maybe a bit clumsy. Went down. Oh, doesn't look good front on.
Oh, you're kidding. If he gets 2 weeks for that, Bix,
we don't know. Hopefully he doesn't. Hopefully
well, Bix
doesn't get anything.
2 weeks.
I just said that if you bump someone in the head, now, fortunately, he's up and there's nothing wrong with him.
So what does he get now that you've seen replay three times?
Maybe a week.
Oh, please. Now, Bix, we fly as one. You're going to apologise.
I'm glad I was wrong, Kyle. I'm sorry.
You meant to be on my side, mate.
Well, I was...
That's what I keep telling him, Kyle.
Yeah. Fortunately, Michael Walters wasn't injured because he might have been a different case. But I'm glad that you're playing because you're in great form and I'd like you to see that momentum continue, Kyle. So good work. Unfortunately,
thanks,
just a little bit lighter in the pocket. So coffee's on the other boys.
Yeah, if you want to chip in, mate. Feel free.
Okay.
I'll pass my hat around the radio station.
Well, why don't we meet in the Virgin Lounge and I'll buy you coffee in there.
Because
they're free.
Cole, how deep are this bloke's pockets, honestly? And we have a saying here, we fly as one like you guys, but he flies solo.
Yeah, I know. It's just... not on. He needs to share it around a bit.
Okay. Cheer I'm sorry, Kyle.
That's all we wanted you to do. Hey, Kyle, keep up that great form. We've loved your development this year. Your one-on-one defensive work, your speed, you're doing a great job. Keep the form up and have a great game on Saturday. And for the rest of the year, we'll keep in touch.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, boys.
Good work, Kyle Hardigan. I used to go down and watch a bit of training. And he used to do a lot of one-on-one work. This is 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago, on Taylor Walker. You remember do match play? And... geez, his speed, his close. He used to, and I think there's something in this kid. We're now starting to see it.
Really strong through the hips and backside, and he's got great power to obviously get off the mark. So those fast leading forwards, like a Stringer and Pavel on the weekend, he's able to match, which is really good. And it's a great, once again, another great story for the Adelaide recruiters. Picked up, he was playing, I think it might have been at Werribee, playing a lot of the AFL listed players and doing a really good job, wasn't on an AFL list, so... was over on the rookie list and then found himself elevated. Now he's into his... he's played 33 games and looks like playing a whole lot more for Adelaide.
There's a lot to be said for big bums. There is a lot to be said for big bums, Joe, okay?